At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Bill Lawrence is going to join us, the Clemson quarterback. Todd always smiles when I say it. His name is William Trevor Lawrence, but we unearthed this yesterday. It's like, you know his real name, his first name is William, and I said, Bill Lawrence is not scaring any defenses in
Dabba
the ACC.
Would never have taken him if that was
I don't think so. I don't think so. But Trevor Lawrence, he'll join us coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Jerry Jones making his weekly pit stop on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Talked about he's fine with Mike McCarthy as his head coach.
Not one time have I been in any discussion, had any dream, been sitting by myself, have I given a thought to anything but Mike McCarthy being our coach next year and being our coach in the future. How in the hell something like that could get going with a conversation with Steven or anybody else about whether McCarthy's going to be the coach or not is ridiculous.
I give him credit that he's loyal, but I can be critical of him because he's loyal, because he'll stay with the coach far too long. Now, Mike McCarthy just got there. I don't think he should have gotten there in the first place, but he's there and Jerry is going to be loyal. You start to factor in, what can this team do? I thought it was a bad win that they had against Cincinnati. You know, that now you're going to slip down in that first round. You can get an impact player. What kind of player do you want? Do you want to get into conversation with one of the top quarterbacks there? But they did beat Cincinnati, and it felt like that was a bad win for the Dallas Cowboys. Aaron Rodgers, every Tuesday, is on the Pat McAfee Show. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, they get into some great conversations. McAfee does a wonderful job. But Aaron Rodgers was asked about the label of being the greatest of all time.
There's way too many people label the GOAT, or this guy's the GOAT of this guy's the GOAT of that. It used to be greatest of all time is one person. But now, because there's way too many GOATs, you have to break it out into specific categories. Best winner of all time, person who's won the most championships. Best player, you know, which involves talent and ability and what you did with it. Most talented player, you know.
That'd probably be you.
Best thrower of the football.
Like, that's probably you.
There's all these different ways you can break that out. But when it comes to those, Maybe not with AJ, but with most people, I'm probably in that conversation.
I love it. He's right, because, you know, we've tried to bring in more quarterbacks into a conversation. Aaron Rodgers has got more talent than anybody who's ever played the position. Well, is he the best quarterback of all time? Well, he's got more talent than any other quarterback in NFL history. Well, let me ask the question again. Is he the best quarterback of all time? No, but he's the most talented quarterback of all time. Tom Brady is not high on the list of most talented quarterbacks to play the position, but he's the greatest of all time. Comes down to how many championships you win, plain and simple. Because I always thought John Elway was a better quarterback than Joe Montana, and had no problem with Joe Montana being recognized as the greatest of all time. I just thought John did more with less than Montana did. You start to go, okay, let me factor this in, or when they played, or how much team success did they have? How much talent did you have? You know, is it individual success? Is it team success? And you start to go, okay, how can I include, best quarterback 6 feet and under of all time? Drew Brees. No, it's over right now. Until Russell Wilson, maybe 10 years from now, and then we'll put him in there. Yes, McLovin.
I think we're judging what talent is the wrong way. It's not arm strength. It's the ability to process information. And that's what Montana and Brady are better at than everyone. It's a mental position.
You think that they're better than Aaron Rodgers?
At process? No, I think Aaron's...
But see, that's why it's a silly argument.
Brady is more talented in a way that we don't understand. Like Belichick talks about, Brady can see the defense better than anybody. It's a different talent than being able to throw it 80 yards downfield.
Well, I think Peyton saw the defense better than anybody who's ever played that position. But that, he got one Super Bowl, and the other one he was along for the ride. There's so much. If you look back on the Patriots' success, how many things had to go right for them to win? Like the tuck rule, that silly rule against the Raiders. If Vinatieri is not the most clutch kicker in the history of the game, by the way, Justin Tucker is going to join us on the program tomorrow, then they don't win these championships. Like it's crazy. If David Tyree doesn't hang on to that football, then the Patriots get another one. Like, it's just, you start to look at this and you go, there's so much luck that goes into this. And the difference of Tom Brady winning 6 or maybe winning 4 is not that big of a margin here. Right? And if he wins 4, but then he's lost these other ones, then is Montana better than Brady is? Right? I mean, that's why you get into these conversations. I think Aaron Rodgers has made the position, when he plays at a high level, which is normally year in and year out, nobody makes it look easier. I've said that many times. I think that Dan Marino, as far as command, running an offense, a spread offense, being able to throw the deep ball, throwing quick passes, being in the shotgun, is the best quarterback I've ever seen at doing that. But Rodgers makes it look extremely easy. Patrick Mahomes is entering that territory in a couple of years because he has that ability to make it look a lot easier than what it really is. I don't know if Mahomes will be like, Mahomes could be the most talented, but he may not have the most Super Bowls. Does that mean he's better than Tom Brady? We'll have that discussion in 15 years from now. But I agree with what Rodgers is saying. You might be the best thrower of the football, or you're the best of this generation, or you're the best deep ball thrower, or whatever it might be. But it's one of those conversations, if you say, okay, there's Elway, there's Montana, Brady, Aaron Rodgers. You got first pick. Who are you taking? Like, I don't mind having the fourth pick because there's so many great quarterbacks. Yeah, Paulie.
I love the conversation. And as Aaron Rodgers is saying, who's the most talented all time? You hear McVie, that'd be you. That'd be you. That'd be you. Who's the best arm of all time? Yeah, it's also you. That's also you. Yeah.
On Saturday, Aaron Rodgers can tie and break a pretty special record. He goes into the game. Yeah, they play on Saturday. 213 career touchdown passes at Lambeau. One behind Brett Favre, 214 career touchdown passes. at Lambeau Field. So could be a pretty cool moment there for Aaron Rodgers. Greek Freak, he is all signed up. And I think if I'm the Miami Heat, I'm really disappointed. Maybe the Dallas Mavericks. I think the Dallas Mavericks were at least in the conversation if the Greek Freak was leaving. I think state income tax was an issue. Well, that was a possibility of exploring with Miami and Texas, Florida and Texas. And I think the Miami Heat may start to up the ante a little bit and look into the James Harden situation here. But Greek Freak, 5 years, he'll be 31 when this deal is done, and he'll get another max deal after that. James Harden made his preseason debut last night, and if you thought he was going to show up and be in great shape, ready to go, and try to lead this team to the playoffs, I'd think again. He looked like, you know, it's one of those where you have somebody walking by and you're playing a pickup game, and you got nine guys, and you go, hey! Hey, James, you want to come play? I'm not in shape. I don't know if I could. No, come on. You'd just be our 10th guy. That's what it felt like the Rockets were doing last night. They're like, hey, we need another guy starting five. James, come on. Now, he can still score. He's always going to be able to score. But if I'm the Rockets, I'm just saying, let's see if we can create something here where we're winning. Got a new coach. Let's see if we can create an atmosphere where we win. And maybe James Harden goes, you know, on second thought, I like what we're doing. I like what we're doing, and I'd like to stay. I think the odds are long. But if I'm Philadelphia and I'm Daryl Morey and I was the GM in Houston, like I know what Harden's all about. And Harden is quick to go, hey, I don't want that guy. Or I want that guy. Can we trade for that guy? Like, I don't, if I'm Miami and I go, we'll give you a Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero and draft picks. At what point does James Harden then become dissatisfied with something in Miami? And then what happens? Because he's become dissatisfied on a yearly basis in Houston. And Philadelphia, Daryl Morey's going to play this perfectly. He's going to drag it out. He knows he can drag it out. He doesn't have to acquiesce and give them Ben Simmons. He doesn't. And Daryl Morey is a sharp guy. If he can hold on to Ben Simmons, then he's going to do his best to hold on to Ben Simmons. They, you know, you may get some of the other players, secondary players, but, you know, who else? Also, when you think about these things, remember when Kyrie was leaving Cleveland? Like, we didn't think he was going to Boston. Boston was one of those, oh, wow, he's going to Boston. Like, there's always this, I didn't expect that guy to go there. And that might be the case with what's going on with James Harden. There might be another team. Because if I'm the Rockets, I don't have to send you to a good team. You're under contract. I don't have to send you. Like, why am I going to do everything for James Harden? What have you done for us, James? Scored a lot of points. And you bow out early in the postseason. And you have dictated everything that we've done. You've asked, we've given. Now you're asking, we're not giving. You want to be a bad soldier, then it's going to, you know, nobody's going to want to trade for you. But there's no way I'm giving in to James Harden. Go, let me see, can I send you to a really good team? I could send you to Milwaukee or Miami or Philadelphia. Is that okay, James? And I'd never do that. Because I feel like I could probably get a little bit more from somebody else. Because if I'm the 76ers, I'm not showing you my cards. You're going to deal with Pat Riley in Miami? He's not going to show you his cards. Milwaukee? You're going to bring him in after you have Drew Holiday? And what you gave up for Drew Holiday? I ain't doing that. Yeah, Paul.
The one thing that bothers me about the story, in the past month, we haven't heard of any concrete trade offers. It hasn't leaked. Wojnarowski hasn't had anything. Do you think that the GMs around the league look at Harden and say, yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah, he attracts a lot of attention. But if I add him to my team, I got to break the bank from draft picks and money. People don't really want to play with him because the entire team runs through him. And he doesn't really give me a great shot to win a title. That, why would anyone aspire to trade for someone like that?
He does make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Last 8 years, made the playoffs. Now, it's his style, his system, but, and you have to be along for the ride. And as much as I love watching him, I would not want to trade for him. I wouldn't want him on my team. But I'm fascinated to watch him because he has that, there's that it factor that he can score whenever he wants to. As and the only person I've seen shut down James Harden is James Harden. Yeah, McLevin.
The Adebayo and Hero package, that seems like a ton to give up. Where would you, if you were Miami, would that be something you'd be even willing to discuss?
Well, I think it's being internally discussed, but, you know, Bam is an all-star, and Tyler Hero emerged from the bubble, you know, playing at times a pretty high level there. And, you know, crowd favorite, fan favorite there. But if you're getting Harden, you know, Harden is helping you right now. Like, you want to win a championship there. He gives you that opportunity. Now, would I want to give up on those two? I would not. I love how the Miami Heat played basketball last year. In the bubble, I loved how they played, both ends of the floor. And I would hate to give that up to bring in somebody you're not quite sure. I mean, I don't know what James Harden would be like. And then Jimmy Butler playing with James Harden. Would they get along? And then some of the other role players there. You know, Duncan Robinson. You know, what does his role stay the same? You know, three-point shooter there. Who's your big man if you trade Bam out of buy it? Like, there's a lot of moving parts there. But I do think with James Harden, you know, maybe you just, if I'm Houston, let's just see if we create an atmosphere that he might enjoy. Maybe you stumble upon something and they start out 8-2 in their first 10 games. But he's got a two-year contract. I'm not moving him. Not anytime soon. Alan in Maine joining us. Hey, Alan.
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Hey, so we're talking a little college football earlier, and it sounds to me like with these Power Five conferences, even with the Power Five, when you have the Big Ten, the SEC, and the ACC, that's like the Power Three. Generally speaking, that's where all your playoff teams come from anyway. And it seems to me like we're ready for another bracket entirely. I mean, you've got these schools and these kids that are being lied to. I mean, is Cincinnati really going to make it into the Final Four of college football?
Absolutely never.
They never will.
Never.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Yes.
Will make it in. Absolutely not. Even though they're really, really good and they've got a lot of talented kids on their team, they're never going to make it in. And the kids are being lied to. It's all about television ratings, and that's all it is. Being from Maine, I mean, that getting to see a 1AA or an FCS or whatever you want to call it playoff every year, and having Maine have the opportunity to be in that every once in a while is a thrill, and it's actually a playoff, and that's what we're missing. I don't think bowl games really matter anymore. I think it's all about revenue. The bowl games aren't exciting, but that's really all I got on that. Best quarterback name ever that should have been a starter that actually transferred to Cincinnati from Notre Dame, my Irish, because of Everett Golson, Gunnar Keel.
Yeah. Gunnar Keel, I think, from Indiana. Paulie was high on Gunnar Keel.
Great name. A lot of stops. Made a lot of stops, if I remember right.
The new original series, Saved by the Bell, streaming now exclusively on Peacock. Bayside is back. New students, new stories, same familiar faces. Start streaming now on Peacock. Barry in Long Island is back with us. Hey, Barry.
Shalom.
Shalom.
My brothers. I just noticed over your left shoulder a Jets helmet. I'm going to have to penalize you 15 yards for taunting. That's unacceptable. Also, would it be possible for me to speak directly to Trevor Lawrence?
No.
And try and sell him about
no.
my debts? Come on. We got the pizza. We got Nathan's hot dog.
No. No, I can't do that, Barry. Barry, I can't. Please? I can't do that. But thank you, Barry. No, I can't do that. Not even letting the Danettes talk to him. We haven't met him before. Yeah, McLovin.
I wore my orange Clemson jacket.
I know. I see you. It looks good. Looks good.
Yeah, just, you know, I'm going to jump on the. I'm going to become a Jets fan if Trevor is here. Is that allowed? Actually, no, I don't know.
Yeah, no, you jump on more, but you're like a 10-year-old kid. Like, where you go, I like them. No, I like them. Oh, they just won. I like them.
I was so ready to become a Brooklyn Nets fan, but I didn't like Kyrie Irving's pawn line. So now I'm having trouble. I'm listening. Whoever you follow in basketball, I'm going to jump on that because you have a good sense for these Atlanta Hawks teams. I'm going to wait for that.
Hey, look, I'm excited about the Phoenix Suns. That, like, I love watching these teams that you don't normally get to see just because there are times when you could see them a year before they get to that point when everybody sees them and goes, oh boy, look out for them or look out for that player. And, you know, Phoenix, I'm excited about. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, but you're that guy who likes a band before they get popular, and then when they get popular, you bail and go back to the garage band. So if the Phoenix Suns win 57 games this year, like, well, that they're way too good for me to root for. I got to find a nice Charlotte team.
No, what I do is it's like I raise children, and then I drop them off for somebody. That's all I do. I'm like, come here, you can do it, you can walk, come over here, and then they start walking, and then I say, all right, now you can go and go to somebody else. Somebody else is going to raise you. But that's what I do. I've been doing this with the Sacramento Kings for way too long. And it's almost become embarrassing. But I keep waiting. One of these days, Sacramento is going
to
make the play.
They're like that kid in the basement that you're trying to kick out of the house. All right, you're 26. You might want to go about your business. You're an adult now. You don't have to live here forever.
Yes, McLovin.
I saw you poking around the Washington Wizards talking about their high pick and roll the other day.
I did watch the Wizards. Who watches the Wizards without Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook Jr. the third? I did. I was like, yeah, I'll watch this.
They show that to prisoners in prisons, like in some of the like those prisons, they put on old Wizards games.
Yeah, they won't even even new Wizards games, and they don't want to watch it. Like, that's cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, like Marion Prison down there.
Put
in
me
Indiana,
in the hole. Put me in the hole instead of watching the Wizards. Bill Lawrence, you know him as Trevor Lawrence. He will join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Oh, you know what? Going an extra mile. You know what that really means? Well, Mercedes-Benz vans. Try one of those and find out. I was talking to the Mercedes-Benz folks yesterday, and they go, we have this great contest, and it's the ultimate tailgate rig sweepstakes. And they're going to give away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. It is so tricked out. All these TV monitors in there. It's got the captain's seats that move, and they're going to give it away on this program. You go to danpatrick.com to enter, get official rules, a chance to win this. Doesn't cost you anything. You just enter. Mercedes-Benz, the Sprinter van. It's got TVs. It's even got, I said, can you build a platform that comes out where you can put a grill? Maybe our friends from Traeger. And they said, absolutely. So there's a place for a grill on there. They thought of everything. Get all the information, entry details, FoxSportsRadio.com or DanPatrick.com. Sweepstakes end January 24th. Some equipment described is optional. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
I just went outside. It's feeling like snow. And they're talking about this nor'easter. And Todd keeps asking me usually about every half hour, you know, do you think it's going to be as bad as what they're saying? And I go, I don't know. How bad are they saying it? And it was like a foot of snow to one.
It was like 8 to 12 yesterday, and now it's 10 to 16. They get so excited and passionate, the forecasters, and
this is their moment.
Yeah, and they want to tell you worse than it is, as opposed to the other way around. We'll be a lot more upset if they say it's a flurries or an inch or two and we get 10.
Are you coming into the man cave tomorrow?
My plan is to work from home tomorrow with your permission.
Okay, so I'll be the only one in the man cave tomorrow.
Well, there are a few guys in the back, but as far as the main studio, you would probably be staring at the four of us in that on the TV screen
all
to
right.
my left.
All right, so we have a nor'easter. Is there a nor'easter bunny?
Ooh.
Are there nor'easter eggs? Yes, Paulie.
You want to put some money down on closest to the hole, how many inches of snow at the studio tomorrow?
I'd have to do some research. I spent all my time coming up with questions for Trevor.
You're
going to
text Cantori and get
No, I'm not. Treatment. I'm not going to call Jim Cantori, but I'll give that some thought here. He's the Clemson quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, on the program. First time that we've had Trevor on. Thanks for joining us. Got Notre Dame coming up this weekend, the ACC title game. By the way, what's the weather like there in Clemson?
A little cold this morning.
Oh, don't say cold. No, this is cold up here. That's not cold. What is it, like 60 degrees?
It's probably upper 40s.
Oh, today. It is?
Yeah, right. not too bad, though. All it'll right. warm up. You know, by the afternoon, it'll be 60, so.
Could you have played college football in a cold weather climate?
I wouldn't have preferred it, but I think I could have done it. But I don't know. I like playing in the cold just because we don't do it often. But to do it every week from October on would be rough. But man, I think it would have been fine.
But if you didn't go to Clemson, where were you going?
My other top school was probably Georgia. So that's still, you know, in the South. It's hot down here.
And staying in state as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How difficult was it to watch the Notre Dame game from the sidelines?
It's tough. I mean, as a competitor, you just want to be out there. And obviously the circumstances are just crazy, being able to be at the game, but can't play. It wasn't, you know, contagious or whatever for COVID anymore. So that was kind of frustrating, but just the way it is, part of it. But yeah, it was definitely frustrating. Obviously, DJ played really well, so that, you know, made it a little bit easier, just that he was ready to go, played well, but wish I could have been out there to, you know, give us a chance.
How long did it take you to learn how to pronounce DJ's last name?
Not too long. Someone told me, you know, I thought it was Ugalele at first, but someone told me pretty early, so I kind of made it a point to get it right.
Well, let's hear it.
Uwe Ungalele.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure that you got that right. When you're watching film on Notre Dame, what jumps out at you?
They're just a good team all the way around, really. There's really not any weak links. And then they're just really disciplined. They know what they're doing. They don't try to necessarily confuse you. Obviously, they have some good third down packages and some good disguises, but they're not overly complicated. It's just they do what they do, and they do it well. They're really good in the run game, really physical, especially with their, you know, D-line and linebackers. They usually always have an extra hat in the box, something they do a really good job of. But, yeah, they're just really disciplined, you know, run game and pass game. They're gap sound, and they know what they're doing. So I think that's the biggest thing.
When did you know you were famous?
I don't know. I mean, I come from a small town, so I guess through high school it was everybody kind of knew who I was, just being from a small football town in Georgia. But I think probably after the first national championship, it kind of went to a new level, especially around here. Just going out to places just kind of changed. So I think that's probably when I was like, dang, things can't go back to how they were. You know, it's different now.
But were you prepared for it?
Yeah, I think I just my journey, and it's kind of been gradual. All that has been building to this point. So I think I've been preparing for it, and then just realizing kind of what my platform and role entails, and just kind of accepting it. At first, it's like some things can be kind of frustrating or whatever, but then you just realize, like, you know, I'm in this situation for a reason and try to use it for good.
Do you read Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. I try to not be on it too much because I think everybody knows that there's a whole lot of stuff out there. But I try to keep up a little bit, but it can definitely be distracting if you look into it too much.
But you got to have a sense of humor, though, Trevor.
Oh yeah. No, it's some of the stuff I see is just funny. But yeah, I look at it a little bit.
I'm not surprised you're on it. I'm surprised you're admitting that you're on it, because it would be one of those where maybe you tell your fiance, hey, just tell me what they're saying. Just tell me the good parts of what they're saying, not the bad parts.
Maybe I should. Maybe I should start doing that. I really do try to, because I like to stay, you know, involved and kind of on social media, and just like, I feel like that's a good tool. But at the same time, I try to like limit it a little bit, so I only look at it certain times. This is crazy. I mean, the stuff that people send me and you just get tagged in, all that stuff, it's wild.
Did you ever meet that woman who looks like you? Did you ever reach out to her?
I didn't reach out, but I did meet her. She came to a game last year. She came. We do our Tiger Walk. We park on the road and walk that little stretch to the locker room. She was right there. So, of course, there's a bunch of pictures and stuff. Oh, it's crazy.
But did you think, gosh, she looks like me?
I did. I was like, dang, she really does. I don't obviously don't like to admit that, but I was like, that's pretty close.
How important is the Heisman?
I mean, it's – I've said it before. It's a hard question. I mean, it's obviously something that would be – awesome to win, and I'm not going to say that it wouldn't be, and that I wouldn't, you know, love that. That'd be great. But honestly, I mean, and this is the truth, I just don't really focus on it too much. I think that's an award that your play speaks for itself, and there's a lot of factors that go into it, and especially a season like this where everyone's played different games, schedule's been kind of rearranged, blown up, all those things. It's just a tough thing to gauge, so I don't put too much stake in it. You know, I know who I am, confident in who I am, regardless of whether I win it or not. But obviously, I don't have to say that it would be a huge accomplishment to be able to be considered for it, to win it.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with saying I want it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you're competitive and you play a sport like college football, You put a lot of time in, a lot of work. So the awards, all that stuff is really cool. And it, you know, you kind of get recognized for the work you put in. So that, I mean, that'd be awesome. But if I'm having to pick between that and national championship, no hesitation from me. So I don't know. Maybe those will go hand in hand. That'd be awesome too.
It'll be Notre Dame and Clemson in the ACC championship game this Saturday at 4 Eastern. We're talking to Trevor Lawrence. When's the last time you got yelled at by Dabo?
Probably the Miami game. I actually got yelled at. You know, he's kind of got on to me a few times, but he chewed me out pretty good after the Miami game. Scored a touchdown, spiked the ball, got a flag. He kind of ripped into me there. So that was the first time in a while. So that's what he said after the game. He's like, I don't get many chances to cheat Trevor out. So I'm going to take it when I get it.
I didn't know if you start laughing or you want to laugh because you know that he doesn't really mean it. But when he starts yelling at you, is there any part of you that just wants to go, no, coach, stop? Don't.
No, I think it's just like that relationship where me and Coach Sweeney have a great relationship, but just – it's one of those things where he's got to make sure he takes his opportunities to get onto me when he can, just to show that nobody's bigger than anybody else. It's all part of it. I respect him, but it's funny. The other guys on the team kind of laughing about it and coming up to me after, because it doesn't happen much. Some of those other guys get chewed out all the time.
Do you do an imitation of Coach?
Not really. We have some guys that that do a really good one. I haven't really. I ain't got it down yet.
Well, does he have a saying or a look that these guys try to imitate?
I mean, it's just funny how internally the stuff he does to motivate us and the stuff he says is just, it's just, there's too many to name. I mean, he has so many sayings. We call them Sweeneyisms that he just says all the time. It's like beat into our brain. So he does a good job of making sure we leave here with some quotes.
Did you grow up an NFL fan?
Not really, honestly. I grew up watching college football mostly. Didn't watch the NFL too much. Obviously, just a big football fan. But, yeah, I was more of a college football fan growing up.
Did you have posters growing up? Did you wear NFL jerseys? Anything like that?
Not really. I think I might have had it when I was a little kid, like a Peyton Manning jersey from the Colts. But like I said, I really wasn't. I mean, he was my favorite player. But other than that, I didn't really watch it too much or have a favorite team.
Have you met him?
I did. I met him, I guess the first time I met him was two summers ago at their camp, the Manning camp. So it was cool. Their whole family is good people. So it was good.
When's the last time you watched an NFL game?
I actually just watched the very end of the game last night, the Browns and Ravens. I saw that it was like going back and forth, so I turned it on. But honestly, I don't watch too much. We're either in practice or getting home late or whatever, so I don't really watch too much. But I keep up with it, you know. I'm keeping up with who's doing well, and obviously the Steelers when they were undefeated. I always kind of like root for those teams. It would have been cool to see them finish that. Obviously, they're still playing well, but so stuff like that I kind of keep up with. But
how can you not let the situation with the Jets affect you? Or at least, you know, that you could end up in New York if they don't win and you're the number one pick. You don't get to pick where you want to go. And that's really difficult for, you know, somebody just starting out. But how prepared are you to do something like that?
I mean, I think I'm ready. I think just being here at Clemson, my journey has taught me a lot. I've grown up a lot the past few years, and I'm really just ready to take on whatever challenge it is, and just to have the opportunity.
Have you watched the Jets, Trevor?
I haven't really, honestly. Obviously,
don't
highlights and stuff. But,
don't.
No, I mean, really, like honestly, I know some of this stuff I say sounds cliche, but just to have the opportunity to go somewhere, help someone rebuild if that's what it is, or whatever, and just win. That's what, you know, something I love doing. I think that's what I'm best at is winning, you know, regardless of stats, whatever it is, that's what I love. So just to have that chance, obviously some places it'll be more of a challenge than others, but I think I'm up for it. And that'll get here when it's here. Just trying to focus now on being great where I'm at.
You're officially leaving Clemson, right, after the Final Four?
I mean, it's likely. Obviously, okay. I don't want to completely shut any door. But
well, didn't they introduce you on Senior Day? So I thought that might have been their way of saying thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so I'm graduating. So Coach Sweeney let me go ahead. Hey, but Christian Wilkins, he did it twice. He ran down the hill twice, 2 years in a row. So well, you never know.
On it, how far do you think you could throw it right now on that practice field? If you warmed up.
I would say probably like 65 to maybe between 65 and 70. I can't necessarily throw it the farthest, but far enough. I'll say that.
Well, hopefully you don't have to throw it that far, but yeah. I was curious. Can DJ throw it farther than you?
Oh yeah. He's got a cannon. He can probably throw it 75 plus. I mean, he can slip it.
He's a big guy. He's as big as any defensive player you go up against, isn't he?
Yeah, he's about, 250 probably, 6'5", 250. He's huge.
That's so crazy.
I've had to try to put weight on. He's trying to keep it off. We got opposite problems, and we can just kind of meet in the middle.
Well, college football should be proud that they've had you for 3 years, and the NFL will be proud to have you as well. You have done some great things there, and you get an opportunity to hopefully play in the Final Four there. And we wish you luck against Notre Dame. And we were glad to have you on, Trevor.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you guys.
Well, it took a while to get him, but good appearance by Trevor Lawrence.
Very likable.
Yeah, he is. I don't know how you can spend your Sunday without at least sneaking a peek at the Jets. Just do like a drive-by. Just, you know, have a friend who just keeps an eye on the Jets and the Jaguars. Yeah, Seton.
But isn't it, like, in a way, he's just so blessed to be going in there completely blind? And, like, not, you know, sort of like an ignorance is bliss kind of thing. Like, okay, ooh, well, let's see, guys. Going in freshly. Mm.
Would you go in blind? Would you want to know about the team that was probably going to take you?
Definitely.
Yeah, I would, too. He's 33-1 in his career at Clemson. The only loss coming in last season's national title game to LSU. The first Power 5 quarterback, let me get this stat here, to win 33 of his first 34 starts since Matt Leinart did it with USC from 03 to 05. Clemson has never had a player selected higher than number 4 overall in the NFL draft. The only Clemson quarterbacks ever drafted in the first round, Deshaun Watson, of course, Steve Fuller with the Chiefs back in 1979.
Well, bum, 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 start of the day, start of the day. Oh, baby, it's the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It's the start of the day.
That's Michael Boobs, Michael Bublé. Yes, Paulie.
I know financially Trevor Lawrence has to go pro, but that makes the case for paying college athletes. I know it's impossible, but if Clemson could match the first year's salary of a rookie quarterback, I think that guy would love to stay in college football. He feels like a guy who grew up only liking that.
We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ. The Bee Gees documentary on HBO, great. Get a chance, worth watching. And you kind of forget just how big they were because they had a moment and it felt like it was only a moment. I misspoke and said that, you know, they got kicked to the curb and then that grunge came in. It was really not grunge. It was, you know, you had big hair bands and... who else did you have that came in after that, Seton?
It was like right after that, like the Ramones and Sex Pistols and all those punk bands got pretty big.
Yeah. And, you know, because disco, it felt like in one moment at Comiskey Park with Steve Dahl, the popular DJ at The Loop, it was the name of the station in Chicago, and they had Disco Demolition Night. And if you brought your disco record in, you paid 98 cents, I think, to get in. And the White Sox had to forfeit the nightcap. It was a doubleheader. So in between games, they blew up all these records. And then all the fans came on the field. And basically, they said, there's no second half of the doubleheader here. And it felt like America turned on the Bee Gees right after that, that disco was all of a sudden not in favor. But they were bringing albums like Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder. This is how ignorant people were. That wasn't disco. Songs in the Key of Life is not disco from Stevie Wonder or Marvin Gaye. What I mean, those are classic albums, music, great music. And they were bringing that in and blowing up those kind of albums there. It wasn't disco. They were just bringing in some of these albums. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, that Disco Demolition Night, you're right. I kind of forgot how big of a deal it was, and it was almost seismic. It gave a face to the anti-disco movement.
Yep, it did. And the Bee Gees, you know, they paid the price for that. And they do a wonderful job in the documentary. The Bee Gees are on stage. They might be in California playing a show while Disco Demolition is going on, and they're getting this thunderous applause, standing ovation when they're performing. Meanwhile, in Chicago at Comiskey Park, Disco Demolition Night. But Good reaction from what we saw with Trevor Lawrence from people tweeting that seems to carry himself quite well. The people thought that maybe like a Joe Burrow type. I thought Trevor came off quite well there. I just saw this, and I normally don't recognize him because I think he does a disservice to his kids. LeVar Ball was on Bleacher Report, AMA, and he was asked about LaMelo, who's a rookie in the NBA. If LaMelo played Steph Curry, he said that LaMelo would beat Steph Curry one-on-one because LaMelo's like 6'7", and Steph is 6'2", 6'3". LaMelo,
at basketball?
Yes. One-on-one. Mm-hmm. One-on-one. To which, I mean, he might because of his size, but then this is the same guy who thought he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one, so I can't really trust him in his opinions, but he did say that LaMelo would be able to beat Steph Curry one-on-one. How about we do this, though? Just ask LeVar, how about Steph and LaMelo have a shooting contest, and then you know, you can brag forever if LaMelo beats him, but if he doesn't, then you don't get to talk again. How about that? Like that would be like fair.
Like ever.
Yeah, ever. About, you know, his sons. Because I'd love for his sons just to be able to play basketball without dad wanting some credit. We're going to give you credit. You got two kids in the NBA, two top five picks. Congratulations. You and your wife, congratulations. But then after that, let them just play. Like, you're not any good. You were never any good. But man, do you want to hold on to their capes. Just let them go. Let them play. Instead of putting so much pressure on them. Man. Let's see. Oh, the snowstorm bet. Okay. I haven't seen what the weather forecast is for around here. Over under a foot. How about that?
For Milford.
Yeah. The man cave time.
I'm going to say under because the reports say the shoreline is supposed to get less, but it's still supposed to be a lot. So I'm going to say.
Well,
here,
what's a lot, but what's less?
I'm going to say you'll probably get more like, what do I know? I'm going to say you'll get more like 8 here in Milford.
Okay.
All and right. Closer to a foot to like in Hartford County or something.
All right. Yeah, it doesn't matter because I'll be here because America needs that. I have to entertain a nation. So it doesn't matter how much snow, Todd.
You're a pro like that.
Well, I did set up
like the mailman.
No, I did set up a room where we have a tent back there with Cabela's, and then we have the tent. And I was going to bring in a sleeping bag for you, and I thought that
sounds very cozy.
All right. Well, then I guess I don't have to bring the sleeping bag in. I'm going to take the under a foot of snow. I'll take the under. Todd, what did I learn on today's award-nominated program?
Trevor Lawrence hasn't really watched the Jets or much NFL football. He peeks at some of the highlights.
Masterclass offers over 90 classes on a variety of topics, all taught by world-class masters at the top of their field. This holiday, when you buy an annual membership, get another annual membership free. Go to masterclass.com/Patrick. Masterclass.com/Patrick. Thanks for joining us. We'll do it again tomorrow until we get it right here on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.